Bringing it back here to Rosie on the House. Hey, let's we've been joined all hour by Jeff Notkin, Emmy award-winning TV star and producer and award-winning author. He generously provided us two of his books, Rock Star, Adventures of a Meteorite Man, and we're going to give those away now. First book we'll give away to any of those that would like to text to 411-923 the name of the woman who was hit by a meteorite in Alabama.
In 1954.
Yes, so
I didn't even remember that one.
Come on. Text it in at 411-923. Let's bring Jeff back into the conversation. Good morning again, Jeff. And again, thanks for joining us.
Good morning again. I like your trivia question. That's a good one.
And I'll tell you, should we go ahead and do the second trivia question?
I want to hear it. I'm dying to hear it.
We want to know the searing temperature of meteorite debris as it actually impacts the Earth.
Did we give an actual temperature?
Let's find out. So without divulging any of those two answers, let's wrap up with Mr. Notkin real quick. And again, we are going to schedule a road. How many people can you take at these meteorite finding classes?
Quite a few, actually. So we've done several. And it's more, let me say, it's more than a class. So we have classroom. It includes wonderful luxury accommodation at the White Stallion Ranch, which you may know. It's just north of Tucson.
I know the White Stallion. I know it.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, you know what a beautiful place it is.
One of my best friends did the oil painting picture that's hanging above their mantle.
Really?
Yes. Turning Bear Mason.
Fantastic.
It's a small
world. We've spent loads of time there. So meals and accommodation at the beautiful White Stallion Ranch, lectures, and then we get out in the field and we actually do the hunting, and there's 2 days of hunting, and we teach multiple techniques. So we've had people from 9 or 10 different countries attend, and all across the states, from Florida to Hawaii. So we usually we'll accommodate up to about 40 people.
Wow. Okay.
30 would probably be an average.
Well, I'm going to get a hold of you later in the week, and we're going to get all the details. We're going to post it to our website. We're going to fill one of those classes.
Sounds good to me.
Well, Jeff,
we'll have tons of fun.
We will. Jeff, again, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your passion on the topic, and good luck guiding the largest meteorite company in the universe and your continued success.
Thank you so much, Rosie. It was really a pleasure.
All right. It was my pleasure as well. We're going to have to get him and Dr. Sky and the Arizona State geologist, Lee Allison. We got to get those three guys together for dinner. Now, would that be a dinner?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Man, oh, man.
Well, we already have the winner, Mrs. Hodges. We won't make it. It's spelled, all seven people that have texted so far spelled it differently. So we won't. We won't ding anyone
it's
on correct spelling.
It's the Alabama spelling.
Right.
That's right.
It's the Alabama spelling.
But we have yet to see anything about how hot a meteor is when it hits the ground.
The debris.
Right.
It explodes, he said, between 7 and 15 miles generally above the surface and rains down. What did he say the temperature was when it hit the ground? I'm not looking for an exact temperature. I'm just looking at
a description.
That would be a better. Yeah, a description of the temperature.
That's right.
Text your answer to 411-923. Romy,
that was a hoot.
What have you got coming up in the 8 o'clock hour for us, buddy?
John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service will be here this week. And we also have Tim Wusso of Scotty's Lawnmower. It's the mowing season. Bermuda lawns are looking good. And this is about the time that your lawnmower breaks. It's been sitting idle all winter long, and it's right when you need your first good mowing. You go out to fire it up, and it's
carburetor's gunned up, spark plug shot.
Blades are dull.
So we'll bring Tim in to talk about getting your lawnmower in shape, and also
trimmers, edgers, blowers.
Yeah, any kind of small engine. He actually fixed a weed eater for me this week. I was going to say he fixed the lawnmower, but he actually sold me another lawnmower. So I'm going to get the one
he
I brought in to get fixed.
He upsold you, didn't he?
Fixed.
Yeah.
You got fixed all right.
I did. I got done mowing last night. Amanda said, wow, that was fast. I said, yeah, it felt fast. And my mother-in-law goes, it looked really fast.
Well, when you buy a blade that's twice as wide as the other one, it really speeds things up. 9 o'clock hour, we'll be talking open hour. We'll also be talking about Father's Day gifts. We had a brainstorming session around the office the other day, and we just said, what's the best Father's Day gift you ever got? And at our office, it all revolved around tools. Not one person said, oh, it was the Argyle socks and matching necktie from 1972. Not one pair of socks and not one necktie got mentioned.
Wasn't on the list.
It was not on the list. So we'll be sharing some great Father's Day gift ideas if your dad happens to be a handy guy in, about, and around the house. And 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about the science of staying comfortable and cool affordably in your Arizona home at 120 degrees outside. How do you do that?
We're going to find out, huh? Because
David Byrne from Green ID will be here joining us. He'll be talking about the science of staying cool. That's in the 10 o'clock hour. And anytime in the next 4 hours, join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. And again, I said we were bringing you a lot today. We're going to measure up. We're going to do that. Don't miss a minute.
You can also text questions at 411-923. If you have a picture, photograph you'd like to send in for us to view to get the opinion, info at rosieonthehouse.com.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.